And we begin with our call to worship. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Blessed Easter.
Blessed Easter.
Let us proclaim the truth of our faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Yes, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We sing together.
The Grand Plan Sermon Series celebrates the resurrection of our Lord as Christ is risen from the grave. The Easter story is from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Yes, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Well, grace and peace be to you from the one who is, who was, and who is to come. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Please pull up a pew. Oh my goodness, we're in the house. Wowzer. And all the smiling faces. Oh my goodness. This looks tremendous. I forgot how high this thing was. Yeah. Pastor Steve, if I could have a clinic for a nosebleed, please, please, please. And, you know, we apologize, you know, not everything. Not everything is in its place, nor is everything working yet. And so we thank you for your patience. But one thing I do notice, though, is that all y'all are sitting in the normal places. We can take attendance again. Yeah. Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. We're going to iron those things out. We're going to fine-tune it. If you have any ideas, if you see something, don't tell us on the way out because we'll forget. There will be 44 things that y'all tell us. Write it on a piece of paper. Give it to us, and we'll make note of that. And in the process of time, it'll be taken care of. But I got to tell you this. We are in the house. We want to keep the main thing, right? Yeah. Without that, without this, we're going to keep the main thing. And one of those main things, the biggest main thing is Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Yes, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. You know, there's that slight variation on that. You said it a little bit earlier, so go with me. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He
is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We're going to put just a little spin on it, just a little bit of our unique Holy Ghost wrinkle. Go with me, all right? She is risen. Yes, she is risen. She is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hey, let's break that down. Let's explain it. You know, we understand the He is risen part. We know that refers to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. His victory over sin, death, and the devil, over the grave on Easter morn. But that second one? Not so obvious, huh? She is risen. But Holy Ghost, family members and friends, the she refers to the church. God's church. God's church, and we are in God's church. You see, in the Bible, the church is referred to as a she. It's female. She is the bride, and Christ is the groom. So we celebrate today, do we not? Because she is risen. She is risen. Yes, she is risen. She is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And we are indeed here to celebrate that resurrection, God's glorious conquest over the grave. We're also here to rejoice and to return to our home space, are we not? You know, first time in this space in almost a year, 356 days, 8,544 hours. It's been a long time, and so it feels like a resurrection, does it not? Yeah, no doubt. And for all good reasons. And thank you for your patience and your prayers and your support and your encouragement. But just breathe with me, right? Smell that fresh paint. Yeah. Oh my, don't sniff it too much, right? But we have a brand new fire suppression system, a totally renovated basement. Make your way down there, check it out. The original entrance to the church, look up. The ceilings have been raised to its original height. There's the beaded ceiling that's right there. The timbers in the bell tower have been replaced. We have a metal ladder now instead of that old rickety thing we were afraid somebody's going to break a leg and sue us on. That bright, shiny spire, the cherry on top of it all, right? It's in the newspaper two times, right? Freshly cleaned carpet. The pew cushions have been redone. A brand new sewer system, y'all. A brand new sewer system. We can't see it, but you can see this. We've got restrooms downstairs. Real restrooms. I mean, ones that you can fit in. You don't have to kind of get in there and go, beep, 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 beep. I'm telling you, it is all new. That's my pride and joy, that part. And there are two holders down there. There are two holders also. Hey, praise be to God from whom all toilets flow. Yeah. Wow. Hey, our last Sunday in church prior to today was Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday last year, April the 9th. And now our first time back, Easter Sunday, like bookends of celebration on Easter. And God with us the entire time. We couldn't have planned it any better. It's a God incidence. Thanks be to God for the resurrection. But you know, in it all, I have to say this, the church, as it was sort of dead to us, is back alive. But you know, I think there's going to be another relocation. Let's talk about that. Let me tell you a story about a bank in Chicago. This bank in Chicago had sent some flowers to a competitor bank who recently moved or relocated to a new building. Somehow, some way, the florist got the order wrong and sent the incorrect arrangement and card. And the card said this: "With our deepest sympathies." Well, the florist was so embarrassed over that error, but she felt even more embarrassed when she realized that the flowers and the card intended for the bank actually were delivered to a funeral home. And there was a memorial service going being held there. The deceased. The family party right there received those flowers and opened the card, and the card read this: "Congratulations on your relocation." Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. There is no mix-up here, right? I mean, we are back in the church. Amen? Amen. Don't get carried away. We need to underscore something. That again, this will not be the last relocation of the church. No, I'm not talking about the building. This is like 99% done. Little cosmetics here and there. But we're talking about the real church. It ain't this place. We're talking about the who. We're talking about that song that some of us learned in Sunday school. I'm not even going to try to sing it with this bullfrog voice this morning, but the church is not a building. Church is not a steeple. Church is not a resting place, but the church is the
people.
We the people will someday be relocated. You know, there's that time, in our life when we're going to experience that change that every one of us is going to go through. It's the same experience that Jesus went through, our Lord and Savior, and it's a trip to the grave. Relocation from this life to death. I know it's a bit of a downer on a day like today, right? Because we got our pretty clothes on, we got the flowers happening, family in town and turkey in the oven, Easter bunny on the way. All these delightful things on Easter Day. But if we didn't mention the grim news of our own individual demise, then we missed the point of today. You see, the resurrection does not hold any power unless there's death. You know, be relocated, us, you and me, relocated from the dust and the ashes from which we were created is rarely a pleasant experience. At times, we may go peacefully in our sleep, but more often than most, it's painful. There's suffering, there's illness and disease. Ultimately, we close our eyes and breathe our last and we die, every single one of us. And it can, to some degree, be frightening and seem like it's so permanent. But our Bible story today said it well. Thanks be to God. The Easter story today, located in all four Gospels, it says this: the women went to the tomb. They went there to place spices on a dead body. And yet when they got there, they were greeted with angels. The angels who said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Once he was dead, now he was alive." Relocated from life to on a Thursday to death on a Friday to life again on Easter morn. It's as those old words, the old camp songs. Some of you remember it. I'm not going to try to sing it again, but "Lord, I lift your name on high." The chorus: you came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. All those relocations. Easter Day is a testimony of God's great power to relocate not only himself, but all of us who call upon his name as Lord and as Savior. And any given moment in this journey of life and our approaching death, it can seem pretty dark. And yet when the fog clears, when the Easter fog clears, resurrection truth is told. There's a story told, it's a true story. It was during the Battle of Waterloo. It was over in Europe. People in England used this system called semaphore signals. Anybody familiar with semaphore signals? It's a military kind of term. It happened on the battlefield so that they could report what was going on the battlefield back to the towns. And so it's sort of like, if you can imagine, them waving flags and that kind of thing, sort of flag sign language or Morse code with flags. And so late in the day, they were reporting from the battlefield to the town what was going on there at the Battle of Waterloo. And the message that was sent read like this: Wellington defeated. But then all of a sudden there was this great cloud that came and covered up the men who were doing the flag stuff. People were crushed. The people in that town knew that they were about to be destroyed as well. The tragic news of that defeat at the hands of Napoleon and the French forces, it spread like wildfire through the community. But suddenly, as fast as the fog came, the sun came out and the fog lifted. And the flag signaler was there and you could read the finish of the story, of the finish of the message. Wellington defeated the enemy. In a moment, in the blink of an eye, sorrow turned to joy and defeat into victory. It's as 1 Corinthians 15 says, we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? You see, it was in the midst. It was in the midst of the heavy fog of Good Friday and the silent darkness of that long, holy Saturday that our Savior's body lay cold, dead in the tomb. And the Christ followers could only see the only see partial message. Christ defeated. But it was on that third day, as that glorious sunrise surprise, when the cloud lifted for everyone to know that Christ defeated the enemy. And that enemy being sin, death, and the devil. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, there's no stone. There's no grave, there's no tomb, there's no mortal death that will have the final word, the final determination on our location. For we as Christ followers believe those words powerfully, what Jesus said in John 11, when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, yet shall they live again. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. I'm reminded of a true story told about a man who lives here in Fredericksburg, doesn't belong to this congregation, but lives here in Fredericksburg. He shared with me that they attended a funeral in San Antonio. It was a friend whose daughter had passed away tragically. The day was dreary, rain drenched. What was going on the outside was also going on in the inside of people's hearts. There was more rain predicted in the forecast. As the procession of cars left the church, they made their way to the cemetery. And buckets began really to pour at that particular time from the sky. They pulled out their umbrellas, their rain boots, their slickers. The family gathered around the casket. They lowered the coffin into the grave. About then, the heavens really cut loose with water. It was running, splashing up against the tombstones. It was ankle deep among the people. About that time, everyone to their shock started noticing that the casket began to rise up because the water in the grave was pushing the casket upwards. To their shock, to their surprise, it was coming out almost, not quite, but it was coming up. And they knew that she would not be held captive and that the dust from which she was created would now be a relocation in a heavenly ward. You see, on that day, the burial had to be stopped, postponed. They weren't going to be able to cover it up. But the family's consolation was that the grave would not be their daughter's final relocation destination. That by faith in Christ, there would be that relocation, a resurrection of the body. We trust those words from John 14, where Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go, I will come again to take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. Yes, indeed, it's because Christ is risen, because he is risen, because she is risen, because she is risen, we too shall all rise again. There's a little 4-year-old boy that came home from church. It was an Easter egg hunt on a Saturday. The youth minister taught them that day that response, that Easter response, the one that you shared earlier, right, that the he is risen one. Well, this little fella came home with all of his eggs and candy and all that kind of stuff. But he was so enthused, probably jacked up on sugar. But he came home all enthused, and he walked around the house saying, we is risen, we is risen, we is risen. Well, you know that older sister, what they like to do is they like to correct. And so that's what she was about, saying, oh, you can't be doing that. That's not quite right. It's he is risen, he is risen. Mama jumped in there and said, no. He's got it right, because he is risen. Someday, we is risen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Yes, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
God, we thank you and we praise you for this time. We praise you for the freedom that we have to come and worship you without fear. And Lord, we lift up churches, congregations, small individual groups of people who are gathered around the world on this day to celebrate you, the resurrected Lord. Bless them as you bless us. Watch over them as you watch over us. And protect those who are in danger's path. And we ask that your name would be proclaimed to all people, not only on this day, but every day. Our response, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, your love is unfathomable as the grand plan to offer salvation to sinners is through the sacrifice of your Son and his victorious resurrection. Open our hearts that we may celebrate with thankful hearts that you are the Lord God Almighty, everlasting Father, the rock of our salvation. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Blessed Lord Jesus, even death could not keep you in. So remind us that all who call upon your name will live forever. Strengthen our faith as we commend all people, including our deceased loved ones, as well as ourselves, to your eternal care. And Almighty Father, bring resurrection to any and all parts of our lives that have one foot in the grave. Bring new life and restoration to our marriages, to every relationship, to the human family, to those suffering from depression or grief or other mental illness, for those embroiled in hatred or evil, in every situation where there's political or social turmoil. Lord God, let your love, the love of Christ that led him to the cross in obedience, and Lord, may the power of the Holy Spirit that overcame sin and Satan be what drives us in the places where we need that healing and restoration. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Lord of the church, we praise you that we are able to return to this building in this wonderful day of Easter. We dedicate this space and our hearts to you. Remind us each day that the real church is us, acting in faith to serve you by serving our neighbor, by loving them, and so loving you. And so as we gather in this place, may we be fed to feed others we encounter. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Lord, now feed us again as you have fed us in the past, on the bread and wine, on the body and blood of Christ our Savior. As we seek to be your resurrected people of hope, faith, courage, forgiveness, peace, and power, together as we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Though this occurred on the evening, on the night in which he was betrayed, that Thursday night, before the crucifixion, just a few days before the resurrection, the Lord shared with his disciples a special gift. He shares with us this gift, a resurrection gift. It was in the night in which he was betrayed that our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Lord is so good to us, so good. And as we prepare for this gift, reminder that this is a gift for you And if you have a child that you'd wish to bring forward for a blessing, please bring them. But I invite you to be seated at this time. I'm going to invite our helpers, or those who are helping with community. I'm going to invite you to stand as you're able. Now the body and blood of our risen Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, pour out the Spirit upon us, your Spirit of your love, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with this one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, children of God, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join together in our ascending song. The world to proclaim a message that Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Yes, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. The worship is now ended.
And the service begins.
We leave to live out God's call.
Loss
and strengthen the saved. May we go to be and make disciples, sing and teaching in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, he is with you always, even to the end of time. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Yes, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.